As we turn to look at the FBI raiding several properties in late July in St. Louis, Missouri, and St. Petersburg, Florida, tied to the African People's Socialist Party, which leads the Uhuru movement. The Pan-Africanist group has been a longtime advocate for reparations for slavery, a vocal critic of U.S. foreign policy. The raids came as the Justice Department indicted a Russian man living overseas named Alexander Yanov, using U.S.-based groups to spread Russian propaganda. The groups were not named in the indictment, but reportedly include the African People's Socialist Party. One of the FBI raids targeted the home of Amalia Shetela, the founder of the African People's Socialist Party. He accused the FBI of targeting his group for their political work. He's joining us now from St. Louis. Can you, though, go back to the end of July and talk about what happened? Talk about that day of the raid. Where were you?
They had already knocked out the windows in the house, in my house. They had knocked the door, some doors loose from the hinges. They had come through the back stairwell. As I mentioned, they used flashbang grenades in the rear of my house, plaster all over everything. And in St. Petersburg, Florida, 27 days after they had done what appears to us now to have been a test run on July 2nd, with someone pulling into the parking lot in broad daylight, and from his car trunk, pulling a military-grade flamethrower to torch the 15 by 25-foot red, black, and green flag that was on this 50-foot flagpole. And this had occurred. FBI, Homeland Security, local police came out. They refused to charge the guy with anything except some kind of misdemeanor mischief.